come together now to worship. Spirit calls to spirit. Heart reaches out to hand. Heart joins with heart. Voices lift with a song of praise. Come, let us worship together. With these words, I'm very happy to welcome you to our service this morning. And on, as Gary has already pointed out, a very lovely fall day. It's good to see as many of you here as are here. Welcome. Good to see you. I hope that if you are busy with us for the first day, whether you're here from a previous visit or coming for the first time, we extend a special welcome to you and invite you to come join us after the service for some coffee and conversation in our dining room. Get to know us a little better. If you'd like some more information about this thing called Unitarian Universalism or about this particular congregation, you can stop by our newcomers table. Someone can meet and greet you there and provide you with that information. In a few Sundays, I'll be saying more about this in later services. In a few Sundays from now, I'll be offering a four-week introduction to Unitarian Universalism series that will be held on Sunday nights. I'll say more about that later. This past, yesterday, brought to a conclusion the eight-day observance of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur means Day of Atonement. There is a responsive reading in our hymnal that we're going to use for our chalice lighting this morning. It speaks to this theme. It's number 637. It's called a Litany of Atonement. And Stephen Leonati will lead us.
Happy New Year.
For remaining silent when a single voice would have made a difference.
We hear ourselves to each other. We begin hand to hand with God.
Every time that our fears have made us rigid and inaccessible.
We hear ourselves to each other. We begin hand to hand.
For each time that we have struck out of nature without just cause.
Both evident and subtle, which have fueled the illusion of separateness.